Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Soffocati de mis sueños juveniles, 15 abriles, quien volviera hoy a tener Miraflores, mi refugio dominguero. Solo espero a tu regazo volver y cantar mi serenata bajo tu luna de plata, cerca del amanecer. Y entre amigos y cerveza, disipar esta tristeza. Y una nueva vida montañas te vieron nacer, el Illimán y Cucuna meció, y la cantuta su alma te dio, colita tenías que ser. Linda silueta de bella mujer, ojos muy negros de hondo mirar, y labios rojos que incitan a amar, colita tenías que ser. Tú llegaste a mi vida que fue solo sombra sin tu querer. Ay, collita de mi ilusión, yo sin ti ya no puedo vivir. Entre todas la reina eres tú. Ay, collita de mi amor, paseñita linda mujer, que llegaste a mi corazón.
No puedo seguir viviendo así, pensando solo en tu amor. Tú me haces reír, me haces llorar cuando no estás junto a mí.
puedo seguir viviendo así, pensando solo en tu amor. Tú me haces reír, me haces llorar cuando no estás junto a mí. Cuando no estás junto a mí. Cuando no estás junto a mí.
We'll be right back. agresiva le sirvo en la mujer. Ay, porque sabes si vale si es buena mujer. Tu bonito andar y ese tu mirar, ay, me ha robado el corazón con toda razón. Ay, me ha robado el corazón con toda razón. ¿Cómo quieres que yo duerma si no tengo sueño? Ay, al pensar que mi amor tenga otro dueño. Ay, al pensar que mi amor tenga otro dueño. Ay, la ra, y la ra. Ay, la ra, la, y la, la. Ay, la ra, ra, y la, ra, la, la, ra, ra, y la, la, ra. Ay, al pensar que mi amor tenga otro dueño.
Thank you. carnaval, quebradeño mi cholita.
¡Llegando está el carnaval, quebradeño mi cholita!
Fiesta de la quebrada, un mauaqueña para bailar.
El guicharaco y bombo carnavalito para bailar, 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 bailar.
Quebradeño, un mauaqueñito. Para bailar
el guicharaco y bombo carnavalito para bailar, 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 bailar.
¡Paso!
Fiesta de la quebrada, humo huacaña para bailar
el guicharaco y bombo carnavalito para cantar. Fiesta de la quebrada, un mauaqueña para bailar.
El guicharaco y bombo carnavalito para bailar, 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 bailar.
Okay, amigos, that's about enough of Pachamama music. Now we have a guest. Remembering the old times, you know, and I keep saying it, I know it's repetitive, but I never announce my guests until I see them at the door coming through into the studio, because I was let down too many times. You people from the old school listeners of the Sheffield Live and Latino Dimes must remember what I'm all about. Okay, thank you, Alessandra, for joining the show, and Manolo from Rotterdam, and many other people. Now, today in the studio, we have my guest is Pablo Navarrete. Welcome, Pablo. Pablo is the director and maker of Mother Country, a beautiful, beautiful documentary that I think if it's shown again, he's going to tell us all about it.
Okay.
Everybody should go and watch it, because it's made with a sentiment, with feeling, and also with history. So here we are. Pablo Navarrete, welcome to the show.
Gracias.
And this time you have something else also to tell us about. Please, express yourself.
Express myself. Okay, thank you, Mauricio. I was here last year, just before the premiere of Mother Country, this documentary, which is about, I guess, my family's experience in Chile after the coup, but also exile here in the UK, and me going back to Chile in February 2020, a little bit after the social explosion of October 2019, to sort of look at what was going on and connect it with my parents' past, and I guess to explore my identity. Both my parents were Chilean political exiles. So that was a film that showed at the world premiered at the showroom last July. We're actually showing it again at the Lesca on the 21st of March. All the information is on the Alborada Films website, which is alboradafilms.net, www.alboradafilms.net. But we are also, before that, showing a really nice, fascinating documentary called Himno. And we're showing that on the 6th of March. Again, the information is on the website. And it's the story of the famous legendary song, The People United Will Never Be Defeated, El Pueblo Unido Jamás Será Vencido. And it's the story of how that song, you know, materialized. Sergio Ortega, the composer. And it's become a kind of anthem of resistance, not just in Chile, but across the world. And to this day, is still sung, not only in Chile, but even... I was seeing that it was sung in Scotland recently for people that were defending immigrants that were trying to be arrested by the police. And, it, you know, it's sung all over the world. So it's a really nice song, documentary about that song and the meaning of it and the roots of it. That's the 6th of March. And then, those are the two films that are showing in March. And I'm also working on a new film about Britain, relationship between Britain and Chile, historical film with an investigative journalist called Britain and the Other 9/11, as well as information on the Alborada Films website. Because on Monday, it will be 25 years since the British government sent back Pinochet, who was arrested here from 1998 to 2000. So if you don't know, he was arrested. He should have gone to Spain to face war crime charges, but he was let go by the Tony Blair government, and they pretended he was ill, not fit to stand trial, and he was fine, actually. So we're making a film looking at the relationship between Britain and Chile, because it's not just about Thatcher and Pinochet. There's more to it. So, yeah, two documentaries coming up in Sheffield and a film. So that's what I came here to tell you, really.
You know this hymno? As you said, it's like a documentary film, right? Was it filmed just in Chile or
no? Did
you mention something about the music?
Yeah, there's it shows how the song has been taken on by people all around the world. There's a really fascinating bit where the Japanese artists talk about how they used it in protests in 2011 against nuclear power stations, and French choirs and Swedish a cappella groups. Well, there was a Swedish group that went to Chile, and they were quite important in bringing the song to Europe. So it's got, you know, it shows how it's affected people all around the world, and how musicians have taken it and adapted it and used it. And so, it's a really fascinating documentary.
The interviewees. Where are they from?
Sergio, they have historic... He died in 2003, the composer.
Right.
But they have archive of him talking. They have people from Inti-Illimani talking. They have, as I said, artists from all around the world, from Japan, Sweden, France. I'm trying to think where else. But yeah, they have different... people, and obviously the director, he narrates the film, and it's got a really nice archive. He's called Martin Farias. I think he was doing a PhD in the UK, but he lives in Chile now. He kind of narrates the story and takes the viewer on the journey of this song.
And that's going to be shown on the 6th of March at the
Leicester. Yeah.
Anywhere else that it can be shown?
Do you know what? It's actually...
Are you trying to work it out in the showroom?
I would, yeah, maybe. Yeah. We're talking to the showroom to see what films can be shown there in the next couple of months. They're busy at the moment. But, because surprisingly, it came out in 2023, the film, but this is basically the UK premiere of the film. So it's like a lot of film. There's so many films, especially from Chile. Obviously, my parents are from Chile, so I have a bit of a bias towards Chilean mm-hmm. documentaries, but there's so many amazing documentaries from Latin America. And so hopefully we can show more in Sheffield. And we also show, we do events all around the country. But yeah.
Are you currently working on a new project?
The one Britain and the Other 9/11, the one about the relationship. It's a more historic film. Some other country was a more personal story, the one you see Mother Country, and this one is more a historic documentary with a really good investigative journalist called John McAvoy, who actually appears in a scene in Mother Country. I don't know if you remember, but there's a scene near the end where I'm walking with a British journalist, and we get kind of stopped by the police in the Plaza Dignidad in Santiago.
Yeah,
that's the guy. So we were there filming.
That's what you were told. What were you doing?
Yeah.
Were you filming?
Yeah. So that we were filming also for this new film. So yeah. So he appears there.
You know when you go, like, for example, in Chile mainly, nowadays, like, if you film somebody or film a building or something, somebody will come along and say, "Why are you filming? What's the reason you're filming?" Did you get that? You know, when you go, like, in Chile, for example, did you? Apart from that instant, Have you had that any more?
Not really. I mean, I filmed in Colombia and during the times of Uribe, and Chile is actually one of the countries where the police are the most sort of repressed, sort of. yeah, asking what you're doing. You know, that happened to me a few times in Chile, and it doesn't really happen that much. Hasn't really happened to me in other countries. But Chile, for some reason, is very, it's like lots of restrictions about what you're doing and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I'm surprised because I, for example, I was watching the YouTube, YouTubers that go around the world and
exactly,
everything.
Yeah.
And this guy from Spain came to Chile, went to Chile, and he was stopped at the underground, the subway.
Yeah.
You know, what are you doing? Like police. Security called the police.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was thinking, well, if you're from Chile and you say, well, I'm filming my country, you know, this is what it is. I thought it would be a difference, you know, between being Chilean and filming in your country or coming from outside. Or is it the same treatment?
I think it's the same. I got stopped, as I was saying, that it's in mother country, but they were, you know, it was a bit ridiculous. They were asking who I was, my ID number.
Because you were visiting places where, you know, lots of really bad stuff happened and probably tried to hide it, don't you think?
I don't know. It was strange. But I already went there the week before and the same thing happened, so I kind of knew something might happen. So, yeah, in Chile, there's a lot of rules and there's a lot of,
I remember that. I remember one scene there that you and your dad and your mom were outside this house.
Yeah.
And a guy stopped a car and he didn't want to show his face at first,
no.
But then eventually his face was shown. But
he
was pretty upset, you know, about you guys filming there.
Yeah, yeah, because it was a torture center, and but it was a house that people lived in, and it was actually the boyfriend of the daughter of the family, and that house now has been taken over by the government and as a museum. So that happened, and I was in Chile in January, and I went inside the house for the first time. So it was it's a place where terrible things happened.
That's really why the main reason, I think, is to keep the youth of today, you know, innocent and naive and ignorant of what happened in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like trying to delete history, which is not the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really, 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 I'm really excited about you, your documentaries and everything that you make, because that gives the youth of today, you know, an idea of, well, this is why today is like this today, because of what happened in the past.
Of course.
Like, and that's beautiful. I think it's, you know, the documentary going back to your mother country again, that's the one I've seen. Next time after I've seen the Himno, we will be talking more about that one.
Yeah.
Himno is something to look forward to,
Definitely.
But mother country, you know, I was really, wow, man, it really took me to heart, because I thought to myself, that could be me, could be any Chilean who, in a younger age, you know, had to leave Chile, going back and for the memories. You know, your mother, very brave woman, man, you know, and to actually, you know, be able to tell you everything that's happened.
No, it was a difficult film to make, but I think it was a film that I hoped would get conversations going about what happened, and maybe even families that haven't been able to talk to each other, or their kids or their grandchildren. I showed it in Madrid, and a woman came who knew my grandparents in Chile, and she came with her granddaughter, and then she told me, she wrote to me afterwards to say that her granddaughter was very affected by the film, and said to her that now she understood for the first time maybe the experience that she might have had in Chile, because maybe through a story of one family it becomes more personal, and you're able to sort of get a sense of the emotions in a way that maybe other films can't. So I think that's really something that makes me sort of happy. I think it's important. And in Chile, the reaction in January was very powerful as well. And people were saying, young people, that in Chile, still people don't know a lot about this stuff. And there was a mural in La Victoria, the community that appears in Mother Country, where there's an independent TV channel. And, you know, I won't say the whole film, but there's a mural in that community that says, without memory, there's no future. So I think that's a really powerful sort of way to think about it, that, you know, memory and knowing about your past, it allows you to kind of, walk into the future in a better position.
You see, I've seen, for example, the news, when I want to watch the news on Mega Noticias on YouTube.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's live. When Channel 13 is kind of really biased, very right wing. To me, we still old school categorize things in right wing, middle wing, but it's not such a thing as middle. It's that or that.
Yeah.
And Mega Noticias is always like people there. So for example, there was you know, the women who were singing the rapist is not. It's a
government. You know that? Yeah.
And there was an interview with a young woman, 20s, university student or something. Mm. And she was going, why people keep going on about this?
Mm.
Why don't you just forget about it? You know, it's all gone down the past.
Yeah.
I was thinking how sad that is. Yeah. You know, to have an opinion like that, to have to express yourself like that, it's so sad.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder how she does in history.
Yeah, I mean, for some people, it's not convenient to remember.
You know, so this is what you do.
Yeah,
it's very, very important, and I think it's congratulations. You know,
I'm
really glad that this someone, you know, is paying attention to all these things.
Well, I think lots of people are, and I think we just have to continue. You know, with the media and the mainstream, they don't want sort of independent voices or voices that challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't want people to talk about the genocide in Gaza. They don't want. So I think we just have to continue talking about it and until the voices get louder and louder. Because I think, with the right information, people can realize what the governments or many governments do in their name is not, what they should be doing.
You see, like, the other thing is, like, the media is so strong, you know, so powerful. That they shut you down if they're not happy with you, you know. So independently, you can actually express yourself, you know. The only thing is, for example, this is pretty beside the point, you know. But you know, I'm always against the Zionism, you know, what they're doing in Palestine and all the stuff. Somebody scared me really, really much the other day. They said, Mauro, you know what, these people, the IDF. They expand, Mauro. So they go everywhere. You know, shut down all these things that are against them.
Yeah.
So be careful what you're saying.
I mean, as a journalist, independent journalist here, there have been people I know have been, like, raided by the British police. There's an attack on free speech of anyone. So, it's not like what's going on in Gaza, but there is definitely an attack across Europe against people that are standing up. So, yeah, we have to stand up to it somehow, but it's dangerous times.
Yeah, you see, the freedom of speech, you know, as such, it's just a word.
Yeah.
You know, freedom of speech, what? Even Facebook, you know, if I say something like it's controversial against the Israelis, against the, not the Israelis as such, you know, I say Zionism, you know?
Yeah.
I always try to make the difference. I say, look, Zionism and Semitism are two different things.
Mm.
I'm anti-Zionist.
Mm.
And people go, no, you're anti-Semitic.
Mm.
Because the Zionists are using that term also to hide themselves in what they're doing.
Yeah.
And Palestine, you see some of my family from the north, Palestinian refugees.
All right.
Yeah. And they married into our family from immigrants from Spain.
Okay.
So I got that feeling, you know, that all that, you know, I remember my uncles, my aunties, you know, who were from the Palestinian children of the refugees.
Yeah.
Going to the football ground, you know, in Santiago to watch Palestino, you know, the football team.
Yeah.
With the scarves and everything. Before even all these things started to appear more often.
Yeah.
I was only young when I was saying, wow. And now even more stronger now they feel about that.
Yeah.
You know, so I reckon that when they say, oh yeah, Palestine, you know, all this stuff, you know, people going on and on about it, about the 7th of October. I said, well, I'm going to say, 1947, more likely, you know, we start from that, you know, so the retaliation now is taking us an attack.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm always going on about it on my show.
No, you know,
I'm always going on about it.
No, it's important. I mean, you have to, and well done for doing so.
As I went on and on and on with the Chilean thing, you know, when Pinochet was here in England,
yeah.
And he was in a. in this house, in very expensive place where they kept him.
Yeah.
And all the Chileans were like every day they were going to demonstrate outside, picketing outside the house where he was. You know, and they would say, oh, yeah, poor guy, you know, he's ill, you know, he comes for a medical treatment, and blah, 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 blah. He's on a wheelchair, you know, and then they showed him when he went back to Chile, he got up from the chair and he walked away, you know, and they were, oh, my God, you know, England, English government, you're a circus, you know. And I was saying, every time I said, I mentioned Pinochet, I said, oh, very good friends with Margaret Thatcher, by the way, you know, and all this stuff.
That's why on the little flyer it's got the picture.
That's a fantastic picture. Yeah, I wish you guys could see it. Okay, Pablo, is there anything else that you want to inform us about?
No, 6th of March. 6th of March for IMNOR, 21st of March for Mother Country. And there's information about the new film. There's a crowdfunder we have called Britain and the Other 9/11. And that's on all the information is on the Alborada Films website, www.alboradafilms.net. So thank you for inviting me to come and talk about the films.
You're welcome. Anytime. You too. Maybe next time you could say something about it too.
My daughter's in the corner.
She's going to inherit the ideology of
exactly. We bring it here to hopefully.
Well, not just about this, you know, documents about plenty subjects in this world.
There's too many stories to tell.
Exactly. But you get the right one, you know, you'll be very successful. And I think this one is in the making?
Yeah, nearly finished.
And
Santiago Rising is another one on the back that I think you've seen, maybe. That's another one we made. I produced it, a friend directed it. I'll send it to you if you haven't.
This is the uprising, yeah?
We're making as many films as we can.
This is it. See, the way it's like music, you know. Through music, you can educate, you know, people, and through films, you educate people. Forget the newspapers anymore. Yeah, I don't buy newspapers anymore. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe in newspapers, you know, because it's all... I was reading the Metro, you know, the free one they use on the bus.
Yeah.
You know, oh my God, what am I reading this for? You know, I felt dirty.
you should.
Okay, Pablo.
Okay, thank you, Mauricio.
Thank you very much, man. And thank you as well. I forgot your name.
Amalia,
nice name. Okay, she's going to be the future documentary maker, representing the Navarretes. Okay, Paolo, one more time, 6th of March?
6th of March, IMNOR, 21st of March, Mother Country, and Britain and the Other 9/11 coming soon.
Hopefully. Right, okay.
Yeah.
So when this one is already made, come along as well. I'm going to talk about this.
Yeah.
Just announcing IMNOR. Have you seen IMNOR yet?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You're going to test me on.
Because I've not seen it. That's why
come along on the 6th.
6th of March at the Lesca.
Yeah.
It's a nice place, actually, the Lesca. It's very, very friendly.
Yeah. They haven't shown film. I showed Mother Country, actually.
I know.
You were there. I was
there, yeah.
They said they hadn't shown films there, but it worked nice. It worked well.
Okay, amigos, amiga. Okay. Thank you very much. And you're welcome to come anytime. Anything that you want to announce and talk about, you know, Sheffield Live, the doors are open for you.
Gracias.
And, listen to the show sometime.
I do.
You know?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, that's three people. Okay, amigos, thank you very much, and let's play some music.
Compartir contigo este rito fraterno, ofrecido a nuestra madre y a nuestro padre. Palabra y sentimiento, abrazo de canto, compromiso de libertad y sueños, grito de esperanza y paz para el dolor y para el llanto, fuerza de amor, canto más vida. ¡Ah! ¡Ah!
oscura tiniebla de la inconsciencia, me levanto con su amor en viva fuerza y hundiendo en mi pecho una canción, me libero con Jesús el labrador. Embriagado en la esencia de tu existencia, fabricando con mis manos la esperanza, voy sintiendo en cada hombre tu presencia, liberando el sufrimiento con tu amor. Y mi Arauco que un día te hizo suyo, batallando tu cruz en sus maderas, desgarrado el huelel en sus laderas, hoy levanta tu símbolo de paz. Mis acacios floridos se me muestran, mis gorriones cantan trinos de primavera, y la sangre derramada en el valle en flor renacerá, en flor renacerá, y gritará libertad, y gritará libertad, y gritará libertad, y gritará libertad, la libertad de la vida, la libertad del amor, la libertad que sembrará la tierra con su luz, desde la oscura tiniebla de la inconsciencia, me levanto con su amor en viva fuerza y hundiendo en mi pecho una canción, me libero con Jesús el labrador. Libertad, 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 libertad. Ay.
Thank you.
because we're coming to the end of the show now. The interview was going to be long, man, but it's good, though. Interesting, very interesting, because Paolo Navarrete is a really nice guy, good documentary maker. So plenty of information there. Now I'm going to say bye-bye until next Monday from 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock. So one more time, love one another and free Palestine.